Alaskans' holiday from motor fuel taxes will come to an end. The legislature passed the one-year tax reprieve last summer when oil prices topped $140 a barrel, but failed to extend it during the session that ended April 19th. State Tax Division Deputy Director Joanna Bales says motor fuel taxes will go back into effect September 1st.
8 cents a gallon for fuel used on highway, 5 cents a gallon for fuel used in watercraft, and 2 cents a gallon for fuel used in off-road vehicles.
Bales says the full 8 cents tax is assessed at most retail stations, but people who buy fuel for off-road vehicles or boats at consumer pumps can get reimbursed for any extra tax they pay.
The way it works is if you pull up to a retail pump, they would have already paid the tax at the highest rate. So if you have a tank that's for mixed use, which a retail pump would be, because potentially you could use it in a variety of different type of vehicles, you would pay the 8 cents a gallon, keep your receipts, and then fill out a credit claim with the Department of Revenue, and we would reimburse you the difference between the tax that you paid and the tax that you were required to pay based on the use.
Bales says most people don't worry about the extra few cents it costs to fuel up off-road vehicles and boats. She says Alaska's motor fuel tax brings in about $40 million annually. Alaska has the lowest state motor fuel tax in the country. Other states' levies range from 12 to 39 cents a gallon. Consumers in all states pay an 18 cent per gallon federal motor fuel tax.